gay people that just talk to each other about stuff.
Yeah, about regular stuff.
Then you don't know just like how normal and okay it is to be gay.
Yeah.
Like, we're normal and okay.
Yeah.
I do not advocate using us as a role model, but,
we've been pretty clear on that from the get-go. But yeah, that's true. And that's something actually I really liked. I usually don't like podcasts where people just like, oh, we're going to sit down and talk about our lives. And hey, I love this video game. Oh, you do? Like personal diaries.
Yeah.
But Transgeneral is a really great podcast that I've recommended.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't like podcasts where people just talk about our lives.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2915. LBFO for two, I say Tuesday the tooth of April 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Big Fatty, I did not hear Cronehaven do it that time. Hello, Camasaurus Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Camasaurus today because, y'all, it is chilly. Big Fatty's Willy is chilly. Big Fatty, is that your Willy so silly? No. Anyway, y'all, it's cold. Cold and raining here in Charleston. Big Fatty, are you turning into the weather rat? Well, I may be, but y'all, of course, I'm recording this on April Puffool's Day. Anyway, y'all, I didn't have a single April Puffool joke played on me the entire day. Oh! Oh! You and Squeaky Kitty go over there. I'll take care of this. Yes, we're ready. Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Big Fatty Online.
Hi.
Yes, it's me, Big Fatty. I'm here with Poodle, who is a poodle. No, she's not a poodle. She's a person, a lady.
Hi.
Aren't you, Poodle?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
I am a poodle. Oh, I'm a woman.
What is that?
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, poodle.
Big Fatty, we need to just listen to this.
Who you are. Shall we ask Squeaky Kitty? Squeaky Kitty, what do you think? Squeak, 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 squeak. Oh, dear, oh, dear. That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
Ick.
Oh, hello, Paul. You just caught me. I was recording.
Recording what? What are you doing?
Oh, I was just recording a prank.
A prank? Oh, dear. A prank for what?
For April Fool's Day.
For April Fool's Day. What were you doing?
Pretending to be Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online. Pretending to be Poodle and also Squeaky Kitty.
Oh, dear. This is the thing, Ick. You were just doing your own voice. You didn't sound anything like Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Oh, dear. Let me see.
Yeah, Gussie, all that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti and Ick and gentlemen and aliens. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely, and I surprised you. I actually played it on Game Crema. Big Fatty.
Was that any better?
No, Ick, I didn't sound anything like Big Fatty. Look, listen, if you're doing this for April Fools, the thing is, with April Fools jokes, you usually do a sort of joke that you spring on somebody, a surprise or something. I mean, you don't just sit there and say, hello, my name is Big Fatty, because you're clearly not Big Fatty.
Oh, dear. I didn't think this through. I just thought I had to act the fool.
Well, I guess you can act the fool, but usually you're supposed to do a trick that somebody falls for and believes it, and then they feel foolish because they discover that they've been tricked after it's happened.
Oh, dear. Well, it looks like the joke is on me, and I am the fool.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. You're not a fool. You just don't know. Maybe next year you'll get it right.
Oh, but Big Fatty won't be here next year.
Oh, dear. Don't remind me. Well, You could always go back in time and do it again.
Oh, no, Paul, I couldn't do that. That would be breaking the laws of time.
You're no fun, Ick.
Oh, Paul. Oh, dear. You tricked me. I thought that you really meant it.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Anyway, Big Fatty, sorry about it. If I'd have known he was doing this, I would have got him to do something a bit more convincing.
Oh, this is
one. I'm sorry, Big Fatty.
Oh, this is no problem.
I was just trying out April Fool's jokes.
Oh, yes.
I think I got it all confused.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
No.
Oh, dear.
No.
I'm just going to try my Big Fatty voice again.
One more time. One more time.
Sorry, Poodle. No cat.
Are you sure that doesn't sound anything like him?
No.
No, I'm afraid, Ick. That didn't sound like Big Fatty at all.
No.
Oh, dear. I'll have to keep practicing.
Yes.
Yes. You keep practicing.
Please do.
Thank you so much for that. And y'all look for a picture of all that at noon today over at the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh. One day you'll get it right, eh, Big Fatty?
Yes.
One day.
You
one
never
day.
Know. One day.
Speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Big Fatty, that didn't sound anything like you. You know, the thing is, the joke is on Ick, because I'm playing this on the April the Tooth little show. Big Fatty, you've turned it around. You've turned that frown upside down. Yes, Big Fatty. Does a lovely job with playing the Pineapper. He does. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that is some sloppy joes that I had for my lunch on Monday. But y'all, let's go back a little bit further. Y'all, after I recorded the Monday little show, the chicken codon bleu that I told you about. Y'all, it was really quite good. I think I put a little bit too much onion powder or garlic powder in it, because y'all, I kind of was belching it up. Yes, Big Fatty, yes, with everything. Y'all, it was quite tasty. Y'all, even my number one Northeast straight daddy, he said that he and Mrs. Number one Northeast straight daddy, they made a cracker pot recipe of the Codon Bleu, and they put the chicken bazooms in it, and ham slices, and Swiss cheese, and then a cornbread stuffing mix, and put it in the cracker pot. And Big Fatty, that sounds better than what you made. It did. So I may have to try that sometime. Big Fatty, you just yes. Sunday night, it was a busy night Sunday night, because we had a suits meeting. Had a suits meeting at 7:30 p.m. in the evening, and then at 8 p.m. in the evening, y'all, it was the State of the Station. The State of the Station little show about the Pride 48 events coming up. And y'all, you know, we turn it into a podcast. And y'all, if you're not subscribed, go over there to your podcast. Catcher or the iTurds or whatever, and look for Pride 48 shows. They're over there, and you can download it and listen to everything we had to say. And y'all, we talked about the June event. Old Stinkpot. Old Stinkpot's got a promo out there for everyone to start using if they want to. I think Aunt Tappy is the star of that. Yes, Big Fatty, she's the star of everything on that show. Old Crooked Hat, he has updated the www over at pride48.com. And y'all, if you go up there to the top of the front page, it says events, and then it takes you to the events page, and then there are two buttons right below that
that menu, and one is for the June event, and one is for the August event. And y'all, we've got news about the August event. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, now, like I said, over there at the pride48.com, on the front page there, it's just kind of a recap of the 2019 events, the June live streaming and the Pride 48 Nolans. And y'all, if you go to that events page, the first thing that pops up is the June event. And y'all, you can see the dates of that are the 21st through the 23rd. And there's where you can get that advertisement by old Stinkpot. And y'all, we're going to have some others that come along. I know the old gal's going to be working on one. Yes, Big Fatty, as soon as she gets over her vaginitis or whatever she's got. And y'all, if you click on the New Orleans button, y'all, you can see that the dates for Nolens are the 16th through the 18th of August. But y'all, the motel is giving us a discounted rate of $99 a night from the 14th through the 19th. So y'all, you can come on and stay 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, six nights for $99 a night plus tax, of course. And that comes to about $116 a night is $20 a day plus tax for parking. And y'all, all you have to do is just go over there and click on the room link right there on the page, and it'll take you right over and you'll get that date. Now y'all, if you're gonna stay beyond the 14th through the 19th, you'll probably have to do two different reservations, because that $99 rate is only good 14th through the 19th. But y'all, when you make your reservation, they do not charge your charger plate, so you don't have to worry about putting any money up front. But and you've got 72 hours before the event to cancel. So y'all get on over there and get your reservations made at the motel in Nolens. Yes, be ready. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, we're not ready. There is a registration fee for Pride 48 as well, but we're not ready to start collecting that yet, so you're just going to have to hold off on that. But y'all, after we had the State of the Station, then old Crooked Hat and the Fee Driver and I, we recorded the Survivors Ready little show. Y'all, Sam in the Hinterlands joined us, and y'all, Big Fatty is heading to Atlanta next week, and y'all, I'm leaving. I've decided to leave on Sunday, and y'all, you know, it's just such a long drive. I'm just gonna go halfway and stay in at the Sunday night. Chris has made sure that my room is available. Yes, Big Fatty, they don't like for you to soil. No, that's Granny that soils the rooms. Never mind. So I'm going to stay there on Sunday night and head on into Atlanta, and I'll be over there all of next week. So the Fey Driver and old Crooked Hat and Sam in the Hinterlands. Sam is going to join Sam in the Hinterlands won the So-So Question Contest. Yes, Big Fatty, we couldn't be less impressed. She's going to join them next Sunday night for the Survivors Ready little show, and then she's going to come back the following week because the Faye Driver is not going to be around, and so it'll be me and her and old Crooked Hat. So y'all, listen, be on the lookout for that. And y'all went to sleep Sunday night, slept pretty well because y'all, it turned chilly, and that always means that I don't go into the Whitman sampler. No, Big Fatty, you're staying away from the tinkering in that Whitman sampler. It's true. And y'all got up, got up on Monday morning, had my coffee, had another piece of that good quiche. Y'all, it was delicious. It's still delicious. I got one piece left. And, y'all, then I went for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, on my morning nipple walk, I counted, and... y'all, the old Peter Cottontail's not very well liked in Fat Acres. Y'all, only 15 houses here in Fat Acres had some sort of Peter Cottontail decorations, and the ones that did have it up, y'all, it was very, 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 you know, they weren't over the top or anything. Y'all, by the way, I need to also let you know the next State of the Station for Pride 48 is going to be the 28th of April. Now, that is the Eastern Orthodox Easter, so we'll offer our apologies to the Eastern Orthodox Mexicans who probably can't touch electronics or something. Big Fatty, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's true, I don't. But y'all, I came back here to the villa, and y'all, by the way, one thing I forgot to tell you. You know, I told you that I was gonna be getting about $1,000 less on my taxes this year. Y'all, however, that's not quite right. I'm getting $989 less on my federal taxes, but $71 more on my state taxes, so that's a net of $918 less. So that's a little bit better. And y'all, both federal and state have been... submitted and accepted, so that's a good thing. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention to you about Fat Acres is, you know, a while back I told you that there was a house over in Phase 2 of Fat Acres that the exact same floor plan as the villa. The only difference I can see is they have a full garage rather than the carport that Big Fatty has, and they have a fireplace. But Big Fatty has lots of upgrades inside the house that they don't have. But y'all, they're selling it for 40% more than what Big Fatty bought the villa for. And y'all, and they've got a contract pending. So y'all, that speaks well. Y'all, for Jimmy Bear, yes, Big Fatty, we don't ever hear from him anymore. It's true, we don't. But they're getting $60 a square foot more than Big Fatty paid for the villa. Fatty, which is about a third more than Big Fatty paid for the villa, and so actually not quite a little more than a third. Y'all, that speaks well. Yes, Big Fatty, when are you selling the villa? I'm not, but y'all, came back and got my share here. What was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all got a busy week ahead of me. Lots going on this week. Big Fatty, which is very unusual for the old retired folks. Well, anyway, but y'all, I'm looking forward to it. Oh, Nick, I see. Big Fatty, how the hell did you turn that into a little show? I don't know. Big Fatty, we don't know. A lot of nattering. It's a train wreck today. Yes, Big Fatty, as it is every day. But anyway, y'all, by the way, Miss Beaver said that Big Fatty announcing he was going to quit the little show was the worst April Fool's joke ever, and to never say it again. Big Fatty, you better listen to Miss Beaver. We'll just have to see. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at the Gayish. And Kyle, what do you think of the BFO?
I don't like podcasts where people just talk about our lives.
Oh, Big Fatty, well, he only has, after June, July 30th,
you can leave a comment on the website.
Doesn't have to worry about it anymore. Big Fatty, who am I kidding? He doesn't listen now. Why do I think that'll make any difference when there's not a little show anymore? Big Fatty, I'm not supposed to be talking over this music, am I? No, not really. This is how people know that the end show is happening.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, well, thank you for calling there. Yes, McCurdy. Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.